Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Tour Review, and today's product is the Daisy 35.27 pound big ass sex doll silicone porn sex doll with dual tunnels by AeroVenus. So this is a not just life size, this is very voluptuously life size. It's extremely realistic. So AeroVenus, in case you didn't know, formerly known as Love Nestle, started out as Love Nestle's luxury brand, but then the whole company kind of folded into it. So AeroVenus makes excellent dolls. In fact, I will say this right now, at the beginning of the review, this is the best Onahip I have ever used. So previously, I was a big fan of Love Nestle slash AeroVenus's Naomi butt, because the butt felt good in the hands. It felt like a real butt. It was a little on the small side, but it felt good in the hands. And a lot of the other Love Nestle dolls I've reviewed in the past, the butt was too soft. It felt more like boobs. It's called a love ass. It's an upgrade. But I specifically requested them, please, please, please make the butt feel like a butt and not like a pair of boobs. And they finally listened and they sent me these. And these are great. These are great dolls. Very impressed. The detail work and the attention to detail in the skin texture and the feel is amazing. And the butt finally feels right. So this is hands down my favorite. Doggy style butt, own a hip, whatever you want to call it. It's a little heavy, 35 pounds, so you're not going to be like holding this in your hands and like having it bounce on your cock, you know, cowgirl style. But you prop this against something and you it's great. It feels like the real thing. I can say that without reservation. This feels like the real thing. So whether it's doggy style, whether it's missionary, this does feel like the real thing. Now these things can pair with a body pillow, but they are life size. They're much bigger than the body pillow image. I will review another butt from AeroVenus in the near future, which is anime body pillow sized. But this one is not just life size. This is big butt, you know, like voluptuous life size. So this isn't like the, a doll modeled after like a skinny girl. This is modeled after a very full figured girl with a big butt. So if that's what you're into, and I know a lot of you guys are, this is the doll for you. So first off, before we get started on the, you know, the sexual aspects, what I like about AeroVenus slash Love Nestle is the attention to detail in the skin. So you can see the discoloration in the skin, wrinkles, veins. It looks and feels like the real thing. And because it's silicone, you can clean it with soap and water. You don't need to give it a Roman bath like you do with a TPE doll. You can clean it with soap and water. It cleans up great. So I don't know if this is coming through, but like the detail is amazing. You could see the pores, wrinkles, freckles, slight discoloration, you know, like it's amazing. The pubic hair area of the vagina, you could see the bumps where she shaved her pussy for you. So it actually has like the stubbly bumps from when a woman shaves her pubes around her vagina to keep it nice and smooth. So like the detail, even the butthole. Let me show what I'm talking about. Okay, let me just, again, 35 pounds, not the lightest thing. It's a lot just to keep it in frame. Okay. All right, first of all, you can see some veins. Are those veins or is that, they might be stains. So I had this on a black kind of material. But you can see some, there's some veins. These black ones might be stains though. But anyway, the detail, look, even the butthole looks impressive. I'm impressed by the butthole. And you said, let me spread it out. You can see down into the vagina, you can see the texture. There's texture in the butthole as well. Both channels are fully usable and they feel completely real. So they model the interior of the vagina and the butthole on real human anatomy. So this, you're getting as close to the real thing as you can, you know, without actually having sex with a real person. And because the AeroVenus Love Nestle dolls, they feel like they have a composite material, you know, like TPE dolls, I keep mentioning this, the TPE dolls just feel like kind of rubber around a metal skeleton. But the Love Nestle AeroVenus dolls they have a composite material. So, like, when I squeeze the legs, it doesn't feel the same as when I squeeze the butt, which doesn't feel the same as if I, like, pinch the vagina. Like, each part of the doll feels real, and it feels real in the hands because the different parts of the doll come together very nicely. Now, first of all, I want to point out that this doll doesn't appear to have a skeleton, per se. It's very jiggly, but you can make it, like, you can make it do all kinds of stuff like that. Like, there's no skeleton. So it's all just one thick piece. So you can definitely maneuver it around. You can't bend the legs. The legs are permanently in, like, this slightly up position, which is fine, which allows you to do doggy style or missionary. They don't get in the way at all. But just be aware that you cannot, like, pose the legs in any which way. They do bend, but they don't move. So it's stuck in this position. So let me show you the butt. Let me just move this out of the way. So the butt is, it looks like a little heart. Very voluptuous. It may be hard to see from this angle. Let me turn it on its side. You can see how big this butt is. All right. So you can see the butt better now. It's a very nice, it's not like cartoonishly big. Like, it looks super fake. Like, you know, she's got like some type of boob butt injections. But like a nice, you know, heart-shaped big booty really feels good in the hands. And this is the thing I've been asking Love Nestle / Air Venus to do for such a long time, is fix the butts, make them feel like butts, do not make them feel like boobs. So you have to request this. This is, you know, standard. If you just order a doll from Love Nestle / Air Venus, it's going to have this soft butt. Apparently, a lot of people like it. I don't like it because it doesn't feel like a butt. It feels like boobs. Now, if you secretly want a girl's butt to feel like boobs, that's fine, but I like realism. So just don't request the love butt. Request the normal butt. But it still has the composite material. So when I squeeze the butt, it feels soft, but it feels like a butt. Like, not like a, you know, when you tighten your butt cheek, it doesn't feel like that. It feels like when a butt's relaxed, but still very pliable, very good. This is exactly how a butt, especially a big butt like this, this is how it should feel. It shouldn't be too soft. It shouldn't feel like titties, but it shouldn't be like rock hard either. It should have a nice feel. And this is traditionally where TPE dolls tend to have an advantage, because TPE naturally feels like that. But now, finally, I can say that these dolls have now captured the proper butt feel. So this feels extremely realistic in the hands. It feels realistic to have sex with, whether it's doggy style, whether it's missionary. It feels like the real thing. And then when you're manhandling it, when you're like grabbing the butt cheeks and thrusting into it, it feels like a real woman. So this would pair excellently with VR or even an anime body pillow, if you don't mind the difference in size, because this is going to be significantly bigger than the picture on the body pillow. But it feels excellent. Let's do a spank test. So I'm just, here we go. Just give it a spank. You can see it's got some, it looks, this is how a butt should look when you spank it. It shouldn't jiggle like titties, but it should have some jiggle to it. And you could, like, make it clap. You know, you could titty fuck her butt cheek if you want. I mean, I don't know why you would. Like, there's plenty of, you know, the party's over here. But if you wanted to titty fuck the butt crack, you could. But you could make her butt cheeks clap. It's great. So let me show you. Let me flip her over, show you the missionary position again. All right, so, well, actually, right, she's sitting up here. You could make her sit up, but she's going to lean forward a bit. That's just because the position of the legs and how big her booty is. But you can make her sit up if you want. The main advantage of these sorts of dolls as opposed to a full doll is it's much easier to store. The problem with a full doll is it's very difficult to figure out where to put it to get it out of the way, because it's, you know, the size of a person. With these, they're very easy to put away. Just put it, keep the box it comes in, put it back in the box, put it anywhere, and it looks completely inconspicuous. So anyway, all right. So what else is there to show you? Well, let me show you the goods again. I'm so impressed. Like, the stomach, the belly button, every part of the doll looks real. If I were to show you a picture of the part of the doll without seeing, like, how the legs are cut off or the torso is cut off, if that was out of frame, it would look like a real person. Just hands down. Like, they really do a good job. So, I mean, just look at the vagina lips. I mean, like, if I close the hole so you can't, like, just stare down the hole, that looks like a real woman's vagina. And it's anatomically correct. It even has a clitoris. It even has, like, a little urethra hole, which obviously isn't functional, but they really went above and beyond with the detail. I could see the urethra hole. I could see the clitoris. The labia has wrinkles and everything. You know, again, you can see the texture down into the vagina. It looks completely genuine. Even the butthole has, like, wrinkles and lines and stuff. It's so good. And it feels so good in the hands. So anyway, enough. That is the Daisy. So here's the thing about the Daisy. The Daisy is unfortunately quite expensive. So sure, it feels like the real thing. It's got good feel to it in the hands and on your penis, and it's great. It's $730, which is pretty pricey. I mean, for a couple hundred dollars more, you could get a full doll. So the problem is this is a pricey Onahip. I do have a coupon code that'll save you a little bit of money. And again, I will say this without reservation. This is the best, you know, Onahip, doggy style butt, kind of, you know, butt sex doll thing that I've ever used. Again, big fan of the Naomi, but it was a little small, but I liked how it felt in the hands. And the other Love Nestle AeroVenus dolls had the jiggly butt, which I didn't like. So I stuck with the Naomi, but this has dethroned the Naomi. This is my new favorite one because now that the butt has been fixed, it feels good in the hands. It's heavy though. So what I like to do with the Naomi, because it only weighed like 10 pounds, is you could like hold it in your hands and just like, you know, use it like cowgirl, you know? Now this weighs 35 pounds, so you can bounce it on your lap, you can do stuff with it, but it's a lot heavier. 35 is a lot heavier than 10. But 35 pounds isn't completely impossible to, you know, hold in your hands. Now if this was like 50 plus pounds, that could get pretty heavy. But 35 pounds, you can pick this up. You can hold this against your body. You can have it bounce on your lap. It's just gonna be heavy. Now, when you're having sex with a woman and she's, you know, riding you and you want to kind of like hold on to her hips and help her rock on your dick, you know, that could be heavy too. So I don't fault the doll. However, I know how AeroVenus, they made a full silicone sex doll that was only 30 pounds. So they know how to shave the weight. I would love to see the Daisy at 15 pounds instead of 35. If they could somehow use the technology they used on their other doll torso, which they shaved the weight from like 70 pounds to 30 pounds, if they could do that same thing with Daisy and shave her weight down from 35 to something closer to 15, I would be extremely impressed because I love how this feels in the hands. I love how it feels when you're having sex with it. The detail's great, but it's so heavy. I mean, it's not so heavy, but it is heavier. It's significantly heavier, which means you're probably going to be putting this on something and either having doggy style or missionary. Cowgirl might be too hard because it just weighs 35 pounds. It's going to be hard to bounce it on your crotch. And the only other problem is the price. At $730, this is a pricey doll. But is it worth it? In my opinion, yes. I do think this is worth it. But you need to understand that this is expensive. This is one of the more expensive kind of sex doll butts. I think this might be the most expensive sex doll butt I've ever reviewed. Because usually for 700 something bucks, you're going to get a full torso with boobs, you know, everything but arms, legs, and a head when you're paying, you know, close to 750 bucks. So to only get the butt, this is pretty expensive. But you need to understand, Dan, also, this is a, you know, a life-size big booty doll. This isn't anime body pillow size. This is not scaled down. This isn't, and it's also, this isn't like a skinny girl either. So a lot of dolls are skinny in order to cut down on the weight and the cost. That's why Celestina has a Barbie doll kind of body, because the bigger, more voluptuous dolls like Haley from the Dollhouse, that's kind of based on Kim Kardashian with H-cup boobs, she weighs 115 pounds, where Celestina weighs 70 pounds. So this butt is based on like more of a Kim Kardashian, you know, thick, voluptuous woman. So she's got a big butt, big thighs, You know, she's not skinny. She's not Barbie doll skinny. So be aware, the weight and the size is a factor which affects the price. Now, I don't know if AeroVenus / Love Nestle, if they make a skinnier version that's also life-size. We'll have to see. But if you like big booties, if you like, you know, the Kim Kardashian kind of thick girl, then this is the doll butt for you. Amazing detail, amazing feel. They finally conquered the butt. But be aware, if you order this, you need to request the not soft butt, because apparently the soft butt upgrade is standard. So if you don't want the butt to be too soft and feel like boobs, you need to actually make them aware of that when you place your order. Don't just place it as is. Make sure that you request the not soft butt, like deny the love butt upgrade. Make sure that you request the firmer butt option, and then you should be good. Okay, so for context, her butt, the circumference of her butt is 46.26 inches. While her waist is 23.43 inches. So it's 23.46 as far as her measurements go. So she's got a big ass. So if you have a big dick and you're worried that this doll, you know, even though it's based on like a big booty girl, maybe it's not deep enough for you, you can rest easy. The channel, the vagina channel, is 8.25 inch deep. So 8.27 inches for the vagina cavity, which I think is, I mean, unless you have like an 8.5 to 9 inch dick, 8.25 is pretty big. So as long as you're 8.25 or less, you can absolutely go balls deep. However, even if you're a little bit more than 8.25, this is silicone. It stretches. You should be able to like ram your cock in as much as you want, and it will stretch and accommodate your larger dick. But usually these sorts of toys only have like a 7 inch cavity. This one has an 8.25 inch cavity. So again, if you're on the bigger side, don't worry. This should be able to accommodate you. If you want to know about the butthole, it's only 6.3 inches deep. So the butthole is a little bit shallower and it's a lot tighter because it's designed on a real butt, but the vagina is 8.25 inch deep. So you should be fine. You should be fine. And again, the big advantage of these dolls is they're very easy to hide, you know, if you want to put it away and not be embarrassed or whatever. I don't care, but maybe you do. These butts are much easier to store than a full-size doll. Anyway, that's all I have to say about Daisy. This gives my best recommendation. If you're into big-bootied women and you want a realistic sex doll butt that feels like the real thing and feels good in your hands, then I highly recommend the Daisy. It is expensive. Use the coupon code, save that money, but it is expensive. But in my opinion, this is the best I've ever felt in terms of realism, detail, just feel in the hands. It's amazing. So is it worth $700 some odd? That's up to you. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But anyway, thank you, AeroVenus, for sending me Daisy. Excellent work, you guys. Very impressed. I'm glad you finally figured out the butt situation, and the butt feels like a butt now and not a pair of boobs. So thank you very much for finally solving that puzzle. Anyway, this is Turd Flingy Monkey. Remember the coupon code, guys. Remember the coupon code. Save some money. This is very expensive. Every little bit helps. But use the coupon code. Check out AeroVenus's whole website. They make excellent products. And now that they figured out the butt situation, I fully expect the rest of their products to impress me going forward. Anyway, thank you for watching. This is Turd Flingy Monkey, and I'll see you next time.